This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yep, it is Figgy's Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. We just got through TSA and we on the plane right now. We headed to the Big Apple, New York City.
All right.
And when we get there, we gonna have a steak. Nice little steak dinner.
Okay.
Like, how you feel about a New York strip steak?
Well, sure.
Pretty good?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, I'll do a New York strip every day.
How do you feel if somebody changed the name of a New York strip to the Texas strip steak?
They still gonna kick it up medium rare?
I don't care what you call it. Yeah, I don't care what you call it.
Yeah, so apparently the state of Texas is trying to change the name New York strip to the Texas strip steak.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
I think...
Take that New York off.
Yeah, I think the answer to that question is... I think people feel like it should be called the Texas Strip Steak because most of the beef come from where?
Texas, a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I thought you were about to actually. That felt like the perfect opportunity.
He was trying to.
I stopped myself.
He was trying to.
Actually, California has a very strong and robust agriculture.
Anybody trying to hear that right now?
The Midwest, Nebraska especially.
Yeah, well, actually, guy here.
Nobody care about no Nebraska.
So here's CBS News in New York with the story on this whole Texas Strip steak.
There's tension sizzling between New York and Texas.
Well,
the Lone Star State wants to rename the New York Strip Steak to the Texas Strip Steak, but New Yorkers, they're not having it.
Please, give me a break.
You have enough. You have a cowboy steak. What else you need? I'll leave this to New York. Am I right or no?
Some New York restaurant leaders and New York state officials are sending a message to Texas about the recent proposal to rename the famous New York Strip Steak to the Texas Strip Steak.
There's a name, there's a brand, and you can't take that away from New Yorkers.
You're being extra. You're being very extra. Leave it the way it is. It's the New York Strip, and it's the New York Strip for a reason. And it's a great cut of meat.
It appears New Yorkers aren't squashing this beef anytime soon.
The fact is that New York was the original creator of the strip steak. Anything else is fake advertising.
I don't, this is funny to me.
Yeah, it's very funny. It's funny to the point, like, I ain't think New Yorkers would get this mad over this,
but
I kind of hope it happened.
The cut is a New York strip and originated there. Just like,
okay, why is it called a New York strip?
Just like buffalo wings originated there. Are we going to start calling them Texas wings?
Hey, don't give them ideas. They might run that up the flagpole.
If it's made in Texas.
Philadelphia cheesesteak. We're going to call that a Texas cheesesteak?
Hey, they do have a Texas cheesesteak.
Well, they do, actually.
They do. Yeah, they do have one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's going to piss people off like this.
Yeah. But it's a New York strip. It started there. And obviously, I don't...
Look at you defending New York.
See, that's what I'm saying.
New Yorker.
That's exactly where I was going. I don't want to sit here and
defend you'd have had
New York.
Your son but wedding Buffalo, in New York.
Should they not be called Buffalo Wings anymore?
From the 713, it's a Texas steak. It's the Gulf of Texas. Texas will happen everywhere else.
Gulf of America, that is.
Can kiss my bleep. They said, we'll call them Texas Wings, too. I see you, 713. I just want to make sure... Am I going to get the steak that I want? That's all I like. Just let me know what I got to order to get the steak that I want.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm actually against changing it is I don't want there to be more confusion. I want it to be in confusion. There's largely a consensus. We know exactly what I'm asking for when I ask for this New York strip.
Yeah.
So just keep calling it the New York strip. And I feel like that one cat in there, like, yes, he is the Debbie Downer. He's the dude who is not going to let us have fun, but he is right. Don't y'all got more important things to do?
Yeah, no, that's
like,
true.
I currently live in Texas. I think a lot of y'all do. There's some things I'd like y'all to address if y'all don't mind.
That's right.
I feel like this one, we got this one covered. I haven't had a hard time getting a steak usually.
My only pushback on this is if you want to call something a Texas strip steak, it got to be something different. It can't just be the regular steak.
No, they're changing it, man.
You got to put, I mean, I feel like everything in Texas, to make it Texas made or a Texas edition. You got to put some, I don't know if you put some jalapeno on it or make it a bigger strip steak or something like that. It can't be the exact same New York strip steak.
Make it bigger. That's always good.
Yeah, that's good. Everything. Yeah. You see everything down here, Texas made is usually bigger.
Yeah.
So that's my only pushback on that. Mm-hmm. All right, we gonna stay in New York. We in a cab now. We in a yellow cab. Okay. And
You got the
cash cab?
We in the cash cab.
All right, let's go.
And you got the tip, though.
You actually got this whole trip covered. You got the money for it.
Exactly.
So so the Giants had a pretty packed, they got a pretty packed QB room with Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Tommy DeVito, don't forget about him, and now Jackson Dart. And we are listening right now to WFAN, Boomer and Geo. And I guess Geo isn't a fan of this whole Jackson Dart pick. And a listener had a bone to pick with Geo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Geo, I got a bone to pick with you this morning, Geo.
Yeah.
Is everything okay this morning? Because you've done nothing but rip the Giants at 6
start.
O'clock this morning. Okay. How many Ole Miss games have you actually watched?
Oh, wow. Year?
Okay.
I sat there and watched.
If the Giants like a quarterback, you go out and get him, Geo.
Okay, Mike. Hey, listen to me. Hold on for a second. For God's sakes, I'll talk to you. And by the way, I said this for dummies like you earlier that I hated the Vikings pick of J.J. McCarthy. I said he stinks and I hated it. So that has nothing to do with it being a Vikings fan or not. And how many Ole Miss games did John Gruden watch of Jackson Dart? And I'll tell you right now, he thinks he stinks.
How many times have you watched him play?
How many times have you watched him play, Mike?
More than you.
How many times have you watched him play? How many times? Seriously, you're a Giants fan. So you're gonna suck off every one of their picks.
Hey, yo, whoa!
Like Eli, you're probably one of those sickos who sat there and defended Daniel Jones for 6 freaking years. Get over it. He's a pudgy Utah clapper. How many games did Ole Miss? I don't need to watch any games at Ole Miss. How many games did BYU not watch Zach Wilson play? 0, and I knew he was going to suck.
Fantastic.
Geo. How many games did you watch Geo?
I just crumpled up a read. I'm so sorry.
All right, so this
that was art. I'm sorry. You could tell there was a point where he actually got mad. Like, I thought for the most part he was just like, I'm going to take this up a notch. And do the bit. Mm-hmm. But there was a point where I felt like he legitimately got mad. Did you know what point that was?
When he started yelling at the very end.
Well, no. I think it was the Daniel Jones. I think when he got to Daniel Jones, I felt that one in the spirit. Other than that, I think he was just doing a really good bit. But Jones, I felt that one.
No, I could tell he got irritated when the caller said, how many Ole Miss games have you watched?
That's always a trigger.
That one would piss me off,
that's
too.
That's always a trigger.
How many games have you watched today?
Which, incredible start to the call, because at first, like, he starts with what's wrong with basically who peed in your drink, in your coffee, and then was like, how many games do you watch? And I was like, how did you not expect to get yelled at?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Figgy. You clearly saw the video. I just heard the audio. Did he look legitimately?
He looked a little irritated, but you could tell he kind of went on with the bit. He was smiling a little bit, but you could tell he was just irritated with the okay, Geo. Like, you could tell he was just irritated. It's just like, man, come on. And sometimes you do get a little irritated with people who just, I ain't going to say what he said, but just love up on the draft picks way too much.
Yeah.
And it's just like, all right, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're going to love everything they do. So I could tell he was taking a stab at that, too.
Underrated part for me, I just feel like I don't use the word stinks nearly enough. Like, I just generally, saying somebody stinks, you know?
I like that word. I say that a lot.
He stinks!
That was great. That was fantastic. I thought that was an excellent, well done. Like, I love it. A+.
All right, we on our way to L.A. right now. But first, we got to make a pit stop. Yeah, pit stop. So we flying over Cleveland right now. We're going to stop in Cleveland for a little bit.
Okay.
So I don't know if y'all heard or saw this news, but so I think one of the complaints Clevelanders or Browns fans are having about this offseason is they didn't really address the wide receiver position. Mm-hmm. So they didn't really they didn't address it in the draft like that. And they actually, right now, they actually signed a Texas legend by the name of Deontay Johnson.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
So former Deontay, yeah, been here about 1.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. I think he played how many snaps? He probably played like 3 snaps. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
A handful of them.
Yeah, it didn't last too long. But here's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima on 92.3 The Fan. Ken pretty much giving his reaction to the Deontay Johnson news.
Deontay Johnson. I got bigger things to worry about than some run-of-the-mill, afterthought wide receiver who has problems with every team he's on, all right? We have much bigger problems. Hey, do you guys really think that Deontay Johnson's going to ruin the 3-14 football team? Oh, no. I don't think he fits in any locker room. I don't think he fits in at the DMV. Deontay Johnson. Because this is the most we're ever going to talk about him. You know why? Because he ain't going to be on the opening day roster. Because he'll show his ass and he'll be out of here. Yeah, the Browns are going to fix him. Yeah, that's the team that's going to fix Deontay Johnson. The Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. You got it.
He's not wrong.
I agree with everything he was saying.
He is not wrong.
It's a fantastic point.
Pretty good little rhyme there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he just said the
it wasn't
word.
Even that. Edited. He was really saying that the whole time. Like, I thought this was like a edit or something. Like some type of cool little edit somebody did. But salute to Deontay Johnson. I wonder how long he going to be there before they say, you know what? This ain't working out.
It's not you, it's us.
What's the over-under you giving me on this?
What's that?
What you giving on how many weeks Deontay Johnson?
Will he be cut by the end of the last preseason game?
Ooh, yeah. Is he going to make the 53, man?
No, he won't make the 53.
Okay.
I don't think so.
You think he'd be gone by game 3 of the preseason?
Oh, no. They're going to probably keep him the whole time.
You think they're going to keep him the whole time?
Yeah, but he's not going to make the roster.
I think by game 3, he won't be on the roster. Yeah, I think they're going to move on before that.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean if he does make the roster and actually, like, sticks in a way? Like, because obviously,
produces a little bit, is what you're saying?
Like, if he just ends up actually working in a place, because, I mean, I thought that this was the best circumstance for him to possibly work. D'Amico Ryan's coming through with the, I don't care what you did nowhere else.
Yeah.
You know, completely blank slate. I was like, boom, there you go. You got an opportunity, and it still
I think it'd probably be somewhat of a compliment to him more than anything an indictment about the, of anybody else. Okay.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. All right, now we made it to L.A.
All right.
And we getting off the plane at LAX.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask y'all this. We're going to wrap this trip up, and no pun intended. We talked about the sperm race in the
I knew that's that. As soon as we said no pun intended.
Hey, we talked about it yesterday. Here is ABC 7 up in Cali, mm-hmm. in L.A., talking about this event. And I want to see all the little, aha, I see what you did there.
Little puns? All right, yeah, how many puns do we got
here? Let me see how many you could count here.
Downtown L.A.'s night scene exploding Friday with an event billed as the world's first sperm race. 4 contestants came with the goal to win $10,000 in bragging rights for the strongest, fastest semen. The competitors' sperm put into a microscopic racetrack, and then they're off. The sperm literally captured on this screen, swimming to the finish line. But perhaps this was the matchup of the night. Male students from USC and UCLA. In the end, the Trojan won. The Bruin got creamed.
That's crazy.
Shout out to ABC. Oh, what's this, ABC 7?
Yeah, that's what you said.
ABC 7. I'm giving y'all all the credit for that.
Yes,
I want to know how
them.
The,
it was them.
I want to know how the news director felt about that. When he was like, all right, this is the story. We got it.
Yeah.
I got it here. It's like, ooh.
Probably had to make a couple of calls. Hey, is this legal, right?
Yeah. Yeah, legal. Hey, how
we
far?
We can say what, that, right?
Just imagine that director just sitting in his office. Yes. You hear that? What? I'm sure he walked right to that set like, are you serious? Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
They're double-checking and checking and double-checking.
I kind of want to ask which of the puns was, like, the most egregious, but then I don't feel like I want to say them again, so I just want to leave that where it is, I guess.
I would say the first one was probably the most.
I thought the second one was most egregious.
Really?
Let me hear the first one.
Downtown LA's night scene exploding
that
Friday
one.
With an event billed as the world's first sperm race. 4 contestants came.
There it is. That's the one. I was like, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Because he put a little extra juice on it, too.
Yeah, no, he's like, clearly people aren't going to get what I'm trying to do here.
Yeah. And then let me just cover it up by being a professional journalist and broadcaster by talking in this voice.
It's like one of those things where you have to talk about something uncomfortable, but you tell yourself, don't laugh. You know, it'll be a lot worse if you laugh. Just say it. Just do what you need to do.
Yeah. All right, I'll wrap it up with this.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually wasn't trying to do that. But since we in L.A., Hollywood and all that stuff, Stephen A. Smith, he kind of a Hollywood type of cat.
Mm-hmm.
He was on General Hospital.
He sure was.
As of late. So if you don't know, he plays a character that jumps on from time to time named Brick.
Excellent naming, by the way.
Yeah,
guys.
So Brick is a hitman, apparently. And this was his latest scene. So I try to paint the picture a little bit before I play the clip. So somebody is in the hospital, and apparently you got a crooked nurse in there that's trying to kill this person in the hospital bed. And out comes nowhere is Brick. And this is how that clip went. And Stephen A. came in with the little silencer and kills the crooked nurse.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm going to need to see some ID. ID. Now.
Of course.
So now right here, the nurse is pulling out a gun from her scroll.
Oh,
no.
I didn't see that part.
So Stephen A. jumps to the side, pull out a silencer, and did this. Pew! Like, that brother caught to the side. You know how you do the little fake gun in the wink?
Yeah.
He pulled out the gun just like that to the side.
He does it all. He does it all.
And of all the things that he does, maybe this is a hot take, I actually would like to see him act. Mm-hmm. Like, the people are like, oh, could Stephen A. Smith run for president? Miss me with that every day and twice on Sunday. Would Stephen A. Smith be great as an actor in any, literally put him in damn near anything, and I actually think I would watch it. I would enjoy that quite a bit.
It was actually so funny because it looked like he just stepped off of the first take set.
Oh, yeah. Like, he was probably wearing the same suit.
Yeah, it looked like he was wearing the exact same suit. Mm-hmm. Like, you just pulled him off set and say, all right, I need you to be this guy named Brick.
Yeah.
So I feel like we went by something I said, and I think y'all didn't understand me. When I said put him in anything, I'm saying put him in a rom-com. I'm saying put him in a period piece. A biopic.
A period piece.
Like, I'm not joking. Let him act in something and I'll watch it.
He got to wear the same stuff he wear on the day.
The same suit.
He always got to be in a suit, in a Stephen A. Smith suit.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, it's same haircut, same all of that, man. He just got to be this. He got to be Stephen A. Smith and just put him in any movie.
He can do it. He can absolutely do it.
Please, save us from the other things and just act. I would watch it.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Figgy's Mixtape every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at 1:20 p.m. If you see something out there that you deem mixtape worthy, at the Figgy Fig on social media is where you send it. The Astros down 2-1 right now against the Tigers.
Damn, that was quick.
Yeah.
What was really quick was seeing Jeremy Peña, first pitch, belt high fastball.
Yeah.
Boom, into the Crawford boxes. That was the lead. Unfortunately, A.J. Blueball in his debut allows a home run into right field, a two-run blast.
Don't do it, Lopez. Don't do
that,
it, man.
That
the guy busted that ball, though. Second deck.
All right, man.
You just couldn't help yourself.
I seen Lopez over there thinking.
There was a twinkle in his eye, wasn't
it?
Yeah. But, 2-1, bottom of the second. Astros trail as of right now as they hope to try and get a sweep of the Tigers, and it looks like they're going to get some bases here with an error on the field. All right, so it's 832 said they like him on General Hospital. Okay, cool. I'm not a soap guy, but I've heard that he's good. So there you go. All right, coming up next, let's get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive. Clinton Ron will do that next.